This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. We are coming to you live from our studio in Highlands Ranch today and practicing our social distancing as well. And so we are glad you are with us. We've got Charlie back at the studio, Steve, our right-hand man here at our remote studio, and also Kurt Rogers with us from Affordable Interest Mortgage, as this is our special day for Your Money Matters, brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage. Their number, 720-895-0500. And we are glad to bring you this show each week, and we are certainly glad you have joined us. And maybe this is your first time to hear our show. Maybe you've just been scrolling through a lot of different dials now, and maybe from home office and things. So we are glad you are with us, and certainly check out our website, haystackhelpradio.com. We've combined that site now to have our podcast, our referral list, everything there at one site. So be sure and check that out, haystackhelpradio.com. And with that, well, welcome, Mr. Kurt Rogers.
You have a very nice studio here.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Nothing against Charlie and his studio. Charlie, right. It's okay, but this is the nice studio. I like this.
Hey, easier drive for me and you. Yeah. So, hey.
Parking's better.
Free parking. So, hey.
Well, right now, driving is not a problem.
Man, I'm telling you. But you know what? They're seeing a lot of, I was talking with some folks the other day, and they're saying a lot of people's speeds are up.
Oh.
Because They're not really trying to speed,
right?
But our cars go pretty fast these days, yeah. And all of a sudden they're getting clocked at 80 and 90 miles an hour.
Yeah, we were driving the other day. My wife and I, we drove down to Washington Park just to walk around, and we saw several speed traps on the way down. And she said, "Why?" I said, "Well, look at the roads. Mm-hmm. People just get in the habit; they're just going to go, and you're going to speed because of the cars. They're just so quiet and smooth. You just
exactly." So, Kurt, just a couple of minutes here before we get into our topic. Are you as shocked as I am at where we are today, just in our country, with this virus taking over as strongly as it has?
I think everybody is. I don't think anybody anticipated what is happening, but I see it as a pause. I don't, you know, it's a shame that it's come. It's a shame that all these people are suffering, and people that have lost their job, to people that have caught the disease and are no longer with us. You can't look at that and think that the world's ever going to be the same way as it was.
Yeah.
There's some things that we're going to learn through this. While they're tragic now, there's going to be another side to this that maybe we can help make it better. Because if you look back all the way to 1918, when they had that virus that killed a lot more people than this one, we didn't have the education then, but we learned from that one. Mm-hmm. We learned from the bird flu. We learned from things, and from this we will learn to make it even safer and better, and different things we need to make sure we have. I think it's tragic, but I think it's a pause. I think it's a pause in 2020 that we'll remember, at least for the rest of my life.
Sure, absolutely.
I've never gone through it before. I've never been around anything close. The bird flu was one, but it has nothing compared to what this thing can do.
Right. Steve, since you're older than both of us, tell us from your knowledge, what do you think about all this?
I think your microphone's about to go dead. That's what I think. I don't know. I liken it to, as we move away from this point in time and this thing is behind us, it'll appear in our minds just kind of like 9/11. Mm-hmm. It'll just be that point in history, and or Pearl Harbor. It'll just be an incredible reference point to where we all were, and not that the world stood still, but still it's got to be something that just occupies your every thought.
Mm-hmm. And I tell you, I'd be the first to say, I'm taking a lot of things for granted.
Right.
Running in the grocery store, finding anything you want, you know, going to any restaurant you want to in town, anytime you want. And our churches are basically shut down except for live streams and different things like that. So you miss that. So, I mean, it's just there will be a new normal.
There will be.
Yeah.
I think you're going to you're going to value things like your marriage better, your relationship mm-hmm. with your kids, your relationship with your neighbors. You're being forced to communicate sometimes with people, even though it might be 6 to 10 to 20 feet away.
Right.
But because you can't communicate with people like you normally do at work, now you've got to find different ways to do that. Yeah. Who would have known that Zoom would all of a sudden be the new key word for 2020?
No, I've had three people contact me today and ask me if I do Zoom meetings. I'm like, well, I'm about to.
Yeah. My daughter got to me. She said, let's do Zoom. She said, go to the internet. I went on and bang. I thought, well, hello, that works really well.
Yeah.
Our church last night, we did a game of trivia, and there were 25 of us playing the game on Zoom. It was just, it's a new way. I'm concerned that we will trust in something like that so much more that we'll quit even communicating once this is all over. You know, the face-to-face stuff.
Right.
But there are some good things that are going to come out of this, if you can say anything good comes out of all the tragedy.
Absolutely. Well, once again, this is a special edition of Your Money Matters and Affordable Interest Mortgage sponsors each week. And normally we have different guests on, but every once in a while I tell Kurt, hey, you need to do your own show. And let's talk about mortgages a little bit. And boy, Kurt, stock market, mortgages, we hear all the things with interest rates and all. So there are a lot of questions out there about mortgage rates right now. And some lenders are advertising, you know, this is the best rates ever. You know, we're seeing the best rates ever, and that rates are the lowest we've seen in years. So when people call to take advantage of those rates, we're being told that's really not true. Explain that.
One of the things that's happened is before the coronavirus, or I'll call it COVID-19, took off, the rates had dropped down to under 3%. So there were a lot of people taking advantage of it. There was so much traffic going into the lenders that they got overloaded. So the bond market didn't change. The Feds lowered the rate, which affects short-term loans. So everything was driving the rates down, but the lenders couldn't handle it anymore. So they basically said, okay, we're going to raise the rates. Even though they could buy the money cheaper, they didn't want to sell it because it was affecting their company and their business that they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
So that took off just about the time that COVID took off. So rates are down. I cannot argue that the bond market's down. The rates there should be good. But you're not going to find lenders going to loan money. What we're hearing from the lenders is they're going to come back to those rates. The market's not going to change. Those rates are going to come back. You just have to be patient. Because what the lenders do, and a lot of people don't quite understand how this works, if you go out and you get a loan for, let's say, 3.75 today or 4% today, well, in 2 to 4 to 6 weeks, that rate's going to be 3. So you're going to go refinance that because you can drop it a point.
Okay.
Well, the problem with that is the lender that did the loan doesn't make any money till you make at least 6 to 12 payments. So they have a lot of cost. They know that, and I'm talking all the lenders know that so well, that's why they're saying no. They're not going to give us a rate that they could make money on and bring some business in, because they know it's a waste of time and money to them, because they're not going to make anything. Because they got people they have to pay. They got to pay their employees to do the loans. They got to pay us to do the loans. So everybody gets paid. Well, if you're not keeping the loan, they lose the money. They don't get it back.
Right.
So that's one of the reasons why you're not seeing the rates. So one of the things that we're doing here is I have several customers that were really getting close, but their rates were still too high. I said, let's just hold off. Let's wait till the rates come back down. And the minute they do, I will lock your loan for 30 to 45 days so we're safe. So I have the largest list I've ever had of customers.
I know. I was in your office the other day. Man, it was like a legal pad, just flipping pages.
It was of people that are saying, okay, I want to get started. I get your basic income information. I get your basic asset information. And then I have a list of you. So when you tell me, here's the rate I want to get, here's my loan, I'll know value, I'll know things, then I can just hit a button and go, it's locked. We're good for 45. Now let's start the process.
Mm-hmm.
So we can get in. And I have a lot of customers that are doing that.
Right.
So yes, the rates are down, but no, they're not down. And that's the reason why.
Okay. Now, I've been hearing also that there's a new legislation called CARES Act, and people are saying you don't have to make mortgage payments, you know, for a number of months. Is that true?
I call that dyslexia hearing.
Okay, we hear what we want.
You hear a piece of it, but you don't put it all together. The overall statement is you may be eligible to not make a mortgage payment for 12 months, okay? but you may not be. With the Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and Jenny Mae, and Jenny Mae is the arm behind government loans, VA and FHA. They've come out through Congress and the White House that they have this CARES Act that will allow you, should you be suffering from COVID-19, being laid off and not having the funds to make your payments, you have to prove that to them. And they will allow you to defer your payment, not eliminate it, defer the payment for 6 months. At the end of that 6 months, if you're not back up and running, they'll give you another 6 months. So yes, technically you can go the full 12. There's some stipulations to it. The first one is your loan has to be owned by Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, or Jenny Mae. Now, most loans, 70 to 80% of all loans in this country, are owned by them. But there's a large portion that aren't. For example, there's loans like with Wells Fargo and Bank of America and Chase and Mr. Cooper. Those loans might not be owned by Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac. They may be servicing companies, and they may also be the bank that owns the loan. Mm-hmm. They don't have to abide by any of these. I've already had several of my customers call and say, I got this. What do I do? First thing I tell you to do is you need to check with the servicer. If you cannot make your payment, if you're going to struggle, make your mortgage payment. You need to pick up the servicer and call them. That servicer, maybe it's owned by Fannie, Freddie, or Jenny. It's okay. The servicer can work it out. They know the rules. But if they're not, you need to start working out the rules with that servicer to let them know. They will be more than happy to try to help you through the process. So that's the first recommendation I have. Now, there's a website you can go to if you want to find out if your loan is serviced by or how this whole program works. It's called Fannie Mae. FANNIEMAE.com/portal/COVID-19. If you put that in, it'll give you all the rules and the regulations and how you qualify and what you do to get going through that process.
All right. So FANNIEMAE.com/portal/COVID-19.
That's where you can find out a lot about, am I going to be able to make that work? Now, make sure you put in the dash. There has to be a dash after the COVID before the 19.
All right.
Not an underscore, but a dash.
All right. So FannieMae.com/portal/COVID-19. And that you can look up your
You have a way of looking up, and you can put in your address and find it. If not, it will tell you all the rules. Now, if you can't find it on Fannie Mae, you can call your servicer. Those are the people that send you the mortgage statement every month.
Right.
Pick up the column. Ask them, is this loan owned by Fannie, Freddie, or Jenny Mae? Who owns this loan? If they say Bank of America, which it could be, or they could say Fannie owns it or Mr. Cooper, then at that point you need to talk with someone and say, I need to talk to someone about what's called forbearance. Now, understand that the government is trying to help and do things. One of the positives that I really see in this that is helpful, and we learned this from 2008. There are times people could have stayed in their home had they been given a break at the beginning. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of, I think, why they're doing this. And this one is going to be such a short-term pause in comparison to what happened in 2008, 9, and 10. This might last 3 to 6 months to a year. That's short-term. But you're going to be put into what's called forbearance. Once you go into forbearance, they will not report you not making your mortgage payment on your credit bureau. That is huge, because what happened last time when people couldn't make their payments, they were told not to make their payments since they had already missed a couple to go into foreclosure or forbearance and do a short sale on the house. Well, that destroys your credit for a long period of time.
Sure.
Government says two things. First of all, you can't report it to the credit reporting agencies. And the second thing, you can't foreclose. So they're basically telling the banks, you have to work with these people. So Fannie, Freddie, and Jenny, that's what they're doing. If you're not with them, you need to call your servicer if you believe you're not going to be able to make your mortgage payment. Now, when you get to the other side, you have within 3 years, you have to make up those months that you missed,
okay,
according to the regulations.
Now, I had one person tell me they called their bank. They said they could not make payments for 6 months, but at the end of the 6 months, they owed that total sum. Mm-hmm. Well, how does that help you?
Well, that's a bank that's not Fannie, Freddie, or Jenny.
Okay.
They'll defer the payment. They're not going to eliminate. They'll defer the payment for 12 months. But after that 12 months, you then have 24 months to make up all those payments. Now, let's say your payment's $1,800 a month and you can pay three. They'll put you up on $300 a month. Then you're only deferring 15.
Okay, gotcha.
So you can, you don't.
So if you could do half,
if you can do any of it, just to keep it going, it's going to make. They're not telling you you don't have to make the payments, and they're giving you a maximum of 3 years to pay it all back. If it's a privately owned, what we call portfolio lenders, if they own the loan, they can. I had a person who went to Mr. Cooper. Mr. Cooper says, "We'll let you off the hook for 3 months. At the end of 3 months, we want it all back." Well, that doesn't help the person at all.
Exactly.
It doesn't do them any good. There's still some questions as to what's going to happen when you get out of this. And I haven't got those answers. When I do, I will be more than happy to come back on the show and explain them. But when you go into forbearance, if it's a normal forbearance, after you come out of forbearance, the lenders require that you make payments for 12 months before you refinance the home.
Gotcha.
Now, that could affect you if you got a rate that's, let's say, 4.25, 4.5, 4.75, mm-hmm. and you're getting off the hook for 3, 4, 5 months. You want to come back. I'm not saying it will. I'm not saying it won't. But under old tradition, under old guidelines, yes, that was the case.
All right.
So it's important to pay attention. Understand, and I really like this, it's not affecting your credit report.
Absolutely.
I mean, no matter what you pay, it's not going to affect it. It's going to determine what the lenders see on the other side on what they can do.
And if you haven't been contacted by your credit cards or your auto financial person, you know, that's got the loan on your vehicle, I'm hearing a lot of people are reaching out to those folks, and a lot of them are doing some special things for people.
A lot of the, like GMAC and Ford and Toyota and all of those, they're looking at, their finance arms are looking at, we don't want to go after these people. We don't want to.
They don't want the car back.
No, they don't want the car. When they sell it, the goal is that you pay them off and you keep it. They don't want it back for any reason. So it'd be better for them to kick the can down the road. Now, one of the other things with this is if you, let's say you're making payments and your payment is $300 a month and you don't make it by the 15th, they cannot charge you any interest or late fees as long as it's paid within the 30 days period of time. Escrows are still paid by the lender.
Mm-hmm.
So you're able to move this down the road should you need it. It's not for everybody. If you've been affected by it, it's designed for you.
Right.
So do some research on it, but you can go to FannieMae.com /portal/COVID-19, and you can learn a lot about how it works. Freddie Mac has their own website saying the same thing.
Absolutely. And once again, Kurt's number at the office, 720-895-0500. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about mortgages. We'll be right back.
Got a road trip planned for getting ready for your next outdoor adventure? Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at D&D Tire Service. At D&D Tire Service in Parker and Aurora, they understand automotive issues can be a headache, and they never come at a convenient time. D&D Tire Service is family-owned and operated and is truly your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. All tires are reduced, and for a limited time, there are some great rebates saving you up to $200. From belts to tires, wiper blades, oil changes, D&D Tire Service has you covered. For the location nearest you, call 303-699-7337. That's 303-699-7337. D&D Tire Service is the official auto repair shop of Sportsman of Colorado Radio. Let D&D Tire Service keep you and your family safe on the roads. DndTireservice.com.
Rates are like a roller coaster lately. Are you concerned about the future and how to protect your home? Do you want to become mortgage safe? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. With home values still at their highest level ever and rates at historic lows, now may be the best time to be prepared if the economy changes. Last time, many of our friends lost their home when it was unnecessary. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have the ability to tap their equity should the economy change, all without having to borrow the money now. We can show you how to access your equity in these uncertain times to give you peace of mind and allow you to focus on what's important, your family. Call Affordable Interest Mortgage at 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. We are locally owned and operated since 2001. Our reputation of putting you first with straight answers and listening are unmatched in Colorado. Let us help you protect your home. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where it's all about you.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for Stack Optical. Stack Optical has been providing the most comprehensive quality ocular care for their Denver patients for over 50 years. And as a family-owned business, trust me when I say they have seen hard times before. And no doubt the days we are living in are very difficult for us all.
But owner Alan Stack and his wife Marilyn want you to know they are here for you. If you need an eye exam, new glasses, or even repair to your glasses, Stack Optical is ready to help. Call to schedule your private appointment today and rest assured every step has been taken to ensure your safety and health at Stack Optical. I've trusted my eye care to them for many years, and you can too. So if it's time for your eye exam or that new pair of glasses, call them today, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578, or check them out at StackOptical.com. At Stack Optical, you'll see the difference.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio and our special edition of Your Money Matters. As I mentioned at the beginning of the show, we are coming to you live from our remote studio in Highlands Ranch. Glad to have producer Steve here with us handling things for us. Charlie back at the main studio. Kurt Rogers also with us from Affordable Interest Mortgage. And look, we can take your call still. So if you've got any questions about mortgages and you'd like to give us a call, 303-477-5600, and we'll open up the phone lines for that as well. And Kurt will be glad to help you. And I promise you, there is no better person. I'm not saying this because he's sitting 6 feet away. But
6 feet, one inch.
Yeah. But I'm telling you, there is no better guy in the world that will sit down with you and explain things that you can understand and to find out what's best for you. Not him, but what's best for you. And I've been knowing Kurt for many, many years now, sent him tons of people, just a great guy, and he wants to do what's best for you and your loan. So give him a call, 720-895-0500, or like I say, our phone lines are open now. All right, Kurt, so, man, too bad we don't have those crystal balls forecaster glasses here, but, I mean, I think that's one thing, too, that's put people in such a fear and panic is, you know, just a fear of the unknown. We like to be in control of things, and right now, nobody feels like they're in control of anything. So what do you see, you know, and I mean,
for 2020?
Yeah, and I realize your answer could change tomorrow with the news conference from the president or something, but what are you seeing out there in the future now for our economic environment?
It's amazing how many times I get asked that question, and I can tell you what I think. But before I do that, I want to go back to this last 12 months payments.
Yeah.
I forgot to mention to you, it only works on your primary, will not work on an investment or a second home. You can only miss those payments on your primary. But as far as 2020, I firmly believe we will come out of this. What's different about this than what we had in 2008, 9, and 10, that was man-made. That was self-inflicted. Mm-hmm. This was not. We maybe not paying attention. And that's one of the things I hope we learn from this. Instead of quit pointing fingers, we've seemed to Congress and the House and the White House have seemed at the beginning of this, yep, a couple of weeks ago, everything was moving very well together. They were passing laws and they were moving things along, you know, but then all of a sudden it seemed, we got to quit. We got to realize that this battle we're facing is not against each other. It's against the disease, and that, sure, we should learn to tolerate other people. But that besides the point. With the economy, our fundamentals, our financial fundamentals were very strong before this hit. The stock market was doing well. Everything was fine. Yeah, we had a little bit of fakeness, a little bit of float in there, but it wasn't bad. Unemployment was good. Those numbers are still going to be there. It's like somebody mentioned to me, it's like the economy's going along in a one-inch hose and all of a sudden somebody clamps it down. Mm-hmm. Well, it's backing up behind it. It can't go any farther. We've shut everything down. But all of a sudden, they're going to open that up. And when they do, it's going to come back. It might take 60 days. It might take 6 months. But we're going to get back. Will we, yeah, get back to where we were? Maybe, maybe not. But we're going to get back a lot closer than we are now. Mm-hmm. And the unemployment, that's going to be the hardest part, in my opinion, is getting people going back to work. Not everybody's going to be able to go back to work and do the same job they were doing before. There's going to be some losses. There's going to be some companies that go out of business and surprising companies that might go out of business. But there's going to be more business. There's going to be more opportunity. Again, look at Zoom. All of a sudden, now they're going to start looking at ways. Title companies and lenders are now looking at a way to where you never have to go anywhere to close.
Sure.
It's been out. They've now just turned that turbocharge that to figure out how to do it faster. Mm-hmm. The state of Colorado was saying no against it, but now they're starting to say, yes, let's do it. So you can. It's not about social distancing. It's about convenience, about speed, about making it simpler on people to be able to do things.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think you're going to see – here's not to diverge, but here's a question I get quite often. What do you think is going to happen to home values? And that's a good question. There's going to be areas that are going to be hit. Those are the areas that are those folks that are not able to make their mortgage payments. So when there's a couple homes and a couple foreclosures, that's going to affect that section. I don't believe that home values will increase at 4 to 6% like they have been. I believe they might even become stable. I do not believe for the remaining part of this year that home values are going to go down. I don't see that anywhere because right now there are so many realtors, got so many customers who want to buy homes, but because of the rates, they can't. They're going to come back. People want to sell their homes. People want to buy homes. It's coming back. Mm-hmm. We can't let what we see today not look at the big picture where it's going to be in 6 months from now. This is all going to be behind us. We're going to be in summer. We're going to be watching the Broncos. We're going to be outside. We're going to be doing those things that we do.
Right.
So the economy is going to get back. Mm-hmm. That's my opinion.
Yeah. And, you know, again, this isn't a political statement. I'm just glad for that we have – you know, Trump running this as a businessman, you know, I think he has, I think the worst mistake in the world would be to have another president, you know, in a few months, number of months, because I think Trump will get us back, you know.
We talked about that this morning in the office. I was talking with one of my lenders, and I said, when we get past this, he's the guy I want to run the economy again. He's because he knows how to put the gas pedal down and get it moving.
Sure.
To where unemployment's low and people are getting raises and they're getting jobs and things. It's not perfect. Please understand.
No.
There's problems.
Yeah.
But we are moving in such a way that he's the kind of guy that I believe will make the decisions to make the country keep moving forward and being economically sound. If this changes... Yeah, then we could have. Then you got to unwind me, and we're going to change after November.
Yeah, no doubt. Once again, Kurt's number is 720-895-0500. And I realize, you know, you may be driving if you need to be out, or you may be working your home office and listening to us, whatever the case may be. And maybe you don't have time to call in, but if you would like to call Kurt and ask him any questions about your mortgage, what's going on, what's best for you, give him a call. He'll be glad to help you, 720-895-0500. Now, another term that we've used, and we talked about this a few weeks ago, but I want to get a little more detail for folks, and what is being mortgage safe?
Okay. And I learned this through 2008. There are loans out there that will allow you not to be able to lose your home. There's different ways to attack that, but most people never thought of that before or understood to the damage what could happen if the economy collapsed, and in this case, a virus. And if you're going along and you can't tap your equity, if you can't be able to make your mortgage payment, you've not only lost your home, you've lost your credit score, and you got to start all over. Mm-hmm. Well, sorry to say, if you know I'm 25, 30 years old, I have no problem starting over. When I'm 45, 50, 50,